in the Minneapolis studio of drummer JT Bates. JT plays in a lot of groups, including the JT Bates Organ Trio. Check out the group Friday, January 9th at Jazz Central in Minneapolis from 7:30 to 9:30. JT loves the sound of the Hammond B3 organ. In the group with JT, Zach Harris is the guitar player and Kevin Gastongue is the organist. But it takes more than merely playing that organ to fit the organist's role in this group.
It's hard to find a piano player or keyboard player who's interested in playing the B3 and also walking the bass in the left hand. And so being the bass player and the keyboard player in the band. And so I had heard from some other guys that Kevin was a guy who was into doing that. So Zach had played with him, and I play a lot with Zach, so I was like, yeah, so maybe we can do this. And so we got a night together at Jazz Central in the beginning of the summer, and we just had a riot. And since then, we played the Ice House one time and played the Jazz Central again, and now we're playing again. So I'm looking forward to it.
JT, you're a drummer, but your group is an organ trio. Why'd you choose to go that way?
But there's a certain magic to the B3 and just the way it rumbles a whole building, you know. There's that, and then within that style, there's some feels and things that I don't get to play a lot of, like kind of more straight shuffles. Well, one of my favorites is a kind of a slow shuffle. I'm not sure of the original origin of the beat, whether it came kind of from the church and the gospel and the R&B side of things, or whether it came from the Texas blues shuffle guys, I'm not really sure, but it's one of my favorite beats.
JT, when you're playing the drums, you back vocalists or you back other instrumentalists, and then sometimes you solo. Is one more fun than the other, or are they different kinds of fun?
Different kinds of fun, for sure. I love the drums as a solo instrument, for sure, but I also am a huge lover of just the way fitting into a rhythm section and being that kind of the drummer role of, you know, backing up a band and making things feel good.
Can you give us just a little bit of a basic feel you might be playing?
Sure.
And if you're going to take off on something like that, what would that sound like?
Excited about this trio. It's just, like I said, it's maybe our third or fourth gig, so I'm excited. We're just barely skimming the surface right now of what's there, so I'm excited to keep playing some music with those guys, and then hope people want to come out and check it out.
They have made no recording collectively yet, meaning the group is still fresh as could be, yet all the players are experienced and enthusiastic about what they're doing. The JT Bates Organ Trio, Jazz Central in Minneapolis at 407 Central Avenue Southeast, January 9th, 7:30 till 9:30. For information, it's jazzcentralstudios.org. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.